Good morning. My guest this morning is Ann Carla Rovetta. She is appearing at the Laguna Foundation, and she's going to tell you all about it. Hi, Ann.
Hello.
You are a storyteller, and you are going to be telling stories at the Laguna Environmental Center on the 22nd of July between 7 and 8:30 p.m. How did you get into being a storyteller?
I was a research scientist on the Farallon Islands, and a school district wanted me to come and share the research we were doing. And I found that when I talked about the research in a dry manner, the students were yawning and falling out of their chairs and bored to death. But when I had a story about the researchers or about the animals or about the history of the island, they were rapt. And then I could stick scientific facts in the layers of story.
Do you do this work for other organizations than the Laguna Foundation?
Yes, I travel all over the country, really, and have gone to Japan and Italy to tell stories. Mostly I work in Sonoma and Marin counties.
Uh-huh. Well, it says in the press release here that you weave magical tales of tall tules. I like that. And the denizens among them. Where did you collect this material?
I'm always researching stories. Tule grass is a phenomenal plant, and it's also symbolic of what the Greater Barrier used to be, when we had tidelands going all the way up into Petaluma and almost into Santa Rosa, except for that hill in the way. And so I weave tule grass, and I try to weave stories in with the same idea.
Uh-huh.
So I turn to native tribes, but I also turn to cultures from all over the world. There are tule villages in Iraq. There are tule villages in Africa. There are some in Indonesia. So all over the world, people have used the marshes in a loving way.
Uh-huh.
And we are, the Northern Europeans, are one of the only cultures that fills in and destroys marshes. Most places love marshes.
Right. Where else would you like to go? Do you have any places on the face of this fairly large earth that you're just waiting to get to?
I love the Great Basin. I just got back from teaching at Mono Lake.
Uh-huh.
And
that must have been just great.
That's an endless resource that you could spend many lifetimes getting to know. And I do like to go to places where storytelling is a part of the culture. For instance, in Japan, storytelling has a really strong place in the culture. So they were very receptive to mm-hmm. stories when I was there. And so where the storytelling tradition is still intact, it's a pleasure to interact. For every story you tell, you get one back.
When you work and tell stories at the Laguna Center, do you find that kids are rapt right away, or do you have to sort of pull them in?
You know, it really depends on the audience. The Laguna is famous for having very aware people. It's one of my favorite organizations. It's so grassroots. And what I found is if there are children present, the adults are much more comfortable.
Uh-huh.
But if there are not enough kid-to-adult ratios, the adults need to be convinced to let go of their protections, their armor.
They have to turn back
to surrender.
The kids again.
Yes.
That's hard. It's very hard.
It's very hard for adults to surrender.
But usually, as soon as they do it, they're ready. They're absolutely ready to go.
That's right. I had a Native American teacher who said, "There's a net around the world. It's always there, but we're unaware of it until a storyteller begins to tell a story, and in that moment." Her or his hand reaches up and touches the net. And for the duration of the story, we're all one. We're in the net together. The magic surrounds us. And then the storyteller finishes and lets go of the net, and we come back to this place.
Ann, thanks very much for coming in. Let's tell people once again that this is Summer Stories for the Young at Heart from Ann Carla Rovetta. Saturday, July 22nd, 7 p.m. at the Laguna Environmental Center. For information, lagunafoundation.org or on the telephone 527-9277. Thanks for listening. I'm Roland Jeff Petty on KRCB for Sonoma Spotlight.